Richard rose with the remaining hairs of his mustache in his hand. "No, Monsieur Commissary, no, we do not know him, but we wish that we did, for this very evening he has robbed us of 20,000 francs. And Richard turned a terrible look on Monchamin, which seemed to say, "Give me back the 20,000 francs, or I'll tell the whole story." Monchamin understood what he meant, for with a distracted gesture he said, "Oh, tell everything and have done with it." As for Mifroy, he looked at the managers and at Raoul by turns, and wondered whether he had strayed into a lunatic asylum. He passed his hand through his hair. "A ghost," he said, "who on the same evening carries off an opera singer and steals 20,000 francs is a ghost who must have his hands very full. If you don't mind, we'll take the questions in order. The singer first, the 20,000 francs after. Come, Monsieur de Chagny, let us try to talk seriously. You believe that Mademoiselle Christine Daae has been carried off by an individual called Eric. You know this person? Have you seen him?" "Yes." "Where?" "In a churchyard." Monsieur Mifroy gave a start, began to scrutinize Raoul again, and said, "And of course, that's where ghosts usually hang out. And what were you doing in that churchyard?"
"Monsieur," said Raoul, "I can quite understand how absurd my replies must seem to you. But I beg you to believe that I am in full possession of my faculties. The safety of the person dearest to me in the world is at stake. I should like to convince you in a few words, for time is pressing and every minute is valuable. Unfortunately, if I do not tell you the strangest story that ever was from the beginning, you will not believe me. I will tell you all I know about the opera ghost, Monsieur Commissary. Alas, I do not know much."
"Never mind, go on, go on," exclaimed Richard and Monchamin, suddenly greatly interested. Unfortunately for their hopes of learning some detail that could put them on the track of their hoaxer, they were soon compelled to accept the fact that Monsieur Raoul de Chagny had completely lost his head. All that story about Perrault Guirec, death's heads, and enchanted violins could only have taken birth in the disordered brain of a youth mad with love. It was also evident that Monsieur Commissary Mifroy shared their view, and the magistrate would certainly have cut short the incoherent narrative if circumstances had not taken it upon themselves to interrupt it. The door opened, and a man entered, curiously dressed in an enormous frock coat and a tall hat, at once shabby and shiny, that came down to his ears. He went up to the commissary and spoke to him in a whisper. It was doubtless a detective come to deliver an important communication. During this conversation, Monsieur Mifroy did not take his eyes off Raoul. At last, addressing him, he said, "Monsieur, we have talked enough about the ghost. We will now talk about yourself a little, if you have no objection. You were to carry off Mademoiselle Christine Daae tonight."
"Yes, Monsieur le Commissaire."
"After the performance,